It's Wendy Snyder in for Lisa Dent. Pachelbel's Bell's Canon. I believe I walked down the aisle to meet Jimmy Mack at the end of it, to the song. It was also featured in Ordinary People. Donald Sutherland passed away yesterday at the age of 88. And we have in the studio with us someone who was in Ordinary People with Donald Sutherland, senior account executive here at WGN Radio, Bob Coyne. Hi, Bob. Oh, it would help if I turned your mic on.
Hello, Wendy.
You can thank Steve Bertrand for this because he said, you know Bob Coyne was in Ordinary People, right? And I said, oh, yeah. We should have done this yesterday, Steve, but we didn't.
That's okay. No one else had him yesterday either.
All right. Shall we play the audio first and then you can tell us about your big part in Ordinary People? This is, again,
sure.
WGN Senior Account Executive Bob Coyne. Featured in Ordinary People with Donald Sutherland.
Look, he's giving back my sweater. Come on, it's my sweater.
The hell it is. Possession's not
mine.
Yeah, what's possession?
Possession's gonna get your thick head blown. Now give it
to
me.
Boys.
I can't. It's already on me.
Yeah,
take
it off.
Hang on. Whose sweater is it?
It's my sweater.
Okay,
all right. I'll give it back to you. As long as you give me back my hockey stick and my skis.
All right.
Is that fair?
I'm guessing you're the older kid because the way you said hockey.
Right.
You're from Chicago,
yep.
Right?
Yep, that was me. Number 12 sweater, that was me.
Okay, that is a great role. How did you get this? And how old were you?
I was 14.
Oh, my God.
I had gone to an audition in 1979, and it was, I think it was in the Equitable Building right over here next to Tribune Tower, if I'm not mistaken. And I walked into the audition, and there weren't a lot of kids there. It wasn't like what we call a cattle call, but I remember the lady sitting there, and she had an 8x10 with the older Buck, who they had already cast in the movie. Buck was the one that drowned in the boat, and the eldest son.
Spoiler alert.
That's okay. So, and you played the younger Buck in a flashback,
That's
right?
That's correct. Yeah. And the casting agent said, you're the kid, we'll call you. And then I didn't know exactly when we were going to film it. For some reason, my mother just kept it secret from me. And I was sitting in first period in high school, freshman year in Forest View. And the assistant principal came to the door and said, I need Bob Coyne to come out in the hall. And I went out in the hall. It was like 7:30 in the morning, like really early. And he said, your mom's out front. She said, you're going to work with Robert Redford today. And we drove to Fort Sheridan. And inside a big warehouse at Fort Sheridan was the inside of the house that movie was filmed in, including the backyard with AstroTurf and the patio furniture and everything. No ceiling, no roof, but all the rooms were furnished and the stairwell that I came running down. And in this massive warehouse, there was a ping pong table out front. You know, there was a camera in front of the house, if you will, and then a ping pong table in front of that. And Redford said, let's play ping pong. And we just got to know each other. And it was just kind of a casual conversation. And the whole time, my mother was talking to Mary Tyler Moore in her trailer for like 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
And Redford, I don't remember Sutherland, I don't remember talking to outside of the set. Like, we didn't like have a chat, a long chat. I mean, it was 44 years ago, but we didn't have a conversation. Like outside of, you know, the scene itself.
Uh-huh.
The scene took 17 takes because they kept changing the last line. It was like hockey stick and my ice skates. It was hockey stick and my baseball mitt. It was baseball bat and my hockey stick. And they kept changing the lines, 17 takes. It was a one day of filming. And we did not know if I was going to make the movie. My mom and dad and myself and my sister, we went to the movie. It was at Gulf Mill. Gene Siskel was in the audience. It was a Thursday night preview. The film had already been getting accolades, and we didn't know if I was going to be in it. And my dad kept saying, you're going to be on the cutting room floor.
Of course dad say that.
And then
he didn't want you to get your hopes up.
Right. And when my face appeared on the screen, my mother screamed in the theater. And then I went to high school, and you know,
you were a big man on campus, weren't you?
It was a big
deal. It was a great movie, and it was very popular when it came out. It did really well.
And you know, in the annals of history in Hollywood, probably aren't many people who worked with Mary Tyler Moore, Donald Sutherland, Robert Redford, and Timothy Hutton.
Correct. I never met Timothy Hutton or Judd Hirsch.
Judd Hirsch, right.
I did not see either of them on the set that day. They were not there, so I didn't get to meet them. But Redford, Mary Tyler Moore, and Sutherland I met. My name's in the credits. It's second to last in the cast.
Oh, come on. Now, this is why you're here. You're still getting paid.
Okay, I'm looking. He's got a residual check right now.
Yep.
How long ago was this movie? So
that was 44 years ago.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you, I got paid $500 when we did it, $500 when it went to the big screen. And I was a SAG member at the time, active. $500 when it went to TV, and then $500 when it went to cable. And then I got $10 every time it was on television for the last 44 years. And it was usually on television about five times a year, because I'd get a W-2 at the end of the year, and it would be about $50, $40, $50, something like that. But since the strike last year, my $10 gross check, which was about $613 net, I have one framed at home, is now $30 gross. So it tripled because of the strike. So I would imagine that everybody across the board is getting triple what they used to get. But I got $10 for 42 years. It was time for a raise.
Well, yeah. So now this one dated at the end of February. You better cash it pretty soon.
I did.
$19.61.
Net, yeah. Yeah, that's it. So it buys almost lunch downtown Chicago one day, if you're, you know, frugal. Mariano's maybe.
Yeah, I doubt it. But $30 take home is 19.
19, right.
Very good. Have you been in any other productions other than the fabulous Apt commercial that we hear on this radio station?
Thank you, Wendy. Not many people know that. That was the last thing I did. I worked in a college radio station, but I did a lot of TV and voiceover work as a child. My mother was really good at taking me to auditions, and I did a ton of Jewel Foods and Kellogg's and Decoregger. I remember doing a commercial in WGN TV that was a commercial for Easter egg coloring in a vise with markers, and that one I did really well because every year it came back at Easter for about 2 weeks, and I got paid a chunk of money, and it was always nice. Put me through college.
If you had to list all the people you work for, I mean, who do you think is more impressive? Would it be Robert Redford or Wendy Snyder?
Wendy Snyder.
I would think so too.
Thank you. I believe you, Bob. I don't.
And Jimmy Mack too. Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations. We should have talked to you yesterday, but I love this story. It's never been heard on WGN airwaves before.
No, it has not. We've never talked about it like this.
Well, can you autograph your residual check, and I'll frame that for you?
Whatever you need.
All right. Thank you, Bob Coyne. He is Senior Account Executive. If you'd like to advertise with WGN, you can reach out to him. Thank you very much. We are going to talk to an ADHD coach about certain things that ADHD people do. I'm one of them. News is next here on 720 WGN.